Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 30th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Taylor Carr, named president of Allied Universal Technology Services. Allied Universal, the world's leading security and facility services provider, has promoted Taylor Carr to president of Allied Universal Technology Services, one of the largest security systems integrators in the U.S. With over 25 years of executive leadership in the security and technology services industry, Carr has a proven track record of driving revenue growth, operational modernization, and team development. Carr's appointment comes as Kerry Bothell departs to explore new opportunities. Allied Universal Global Chairman and CEO Steve Jones expressed confidence in Carr's ability to lead the company into its next phase of growth and innovation. For more information about Allied Universal, visit AUS.com. Golden Matrix posts record $47.3 million Q3 revenue, up 15% YOY, returns to profitability with net income of $0.4 and tightens FY 2025 revenue guidance to $186 to $187, 23-24% UI. Golden Matrix Group Inc. announced record Q3 revenue of $47.3 million, a 15% year-over-year increase. The company returned to profitability with a net income of $0.4 million and tightened its FY 2025 revenue guidance to $186 to $187 million. A 23-24% increase year-over-year. Improvements in gross profit to $26.4 million, up 18%, and adjusted EBITDA to $5.7 million, up 32%, have allowed for further deleveraging, with debt declining by 37% to $45 million. The company reported solid performance driven by revenue growth, margin expansion, and operating discipline, reflecting the scalability of its model and steady contribution from both B2B and B2C divisions. Golden Matrix posts record $47.3 million Q3 revenue, up 15% YOY, returns to profitability, with net income of $4.4 million and tightens F2025 revenue guidance to $186 to $187, plus 23-24% YOY. Golden Matrix Group Inc. announced record Q3 revenue of $43 million, up 15% year-over-year, with a net income of $0.4 million, marking a return to profitability. Gross profit reached $26.4 million, representing a 56% margin, and adjusted EBITDA was $5.7 million, up 32% year-over-year. The company has further deleveraged this year, reducing debt by $25.9 million to $45 million. Golden Matrix tightened its F2025 revenue guidance to $186 to $187 million, a 23-24% increase year-over-year. The company remains focused on delivering consistent results and long-term shareholder value. Solstice Advanced Materials completes spin-off from Honeywell. Solstice Advanced Materials, a leading pure-play specialty materials company, celebrates its first day as an independent, publicly traded company following the completion of its spin-off from Honeywell. Shares of Solstice will begin trading on the NASDAQ stock market under the ticker symbol SOLS. With over 130 years of advanced materials heritage, Solstice aims to continue its track record of innovation and operational excellence. The company's technologies enable high-performance solutions for critical global sectors such as HVFR, semiconductor manufacturing, data center thermal management, and more. Solstice launches with approximately 4,000 employees, 24 manufacturing sites, and 4 R&D centers serving over 3,000 customers across 120 countries and territories. The spin-off was completed through the distribution of all shares of Solstice common stock, with each Honeywell share owner receiving 1 share of Solstice common stock for every 4 shares of Honeywell common stock held. A Vigilon Access Control in NYC, Cloud versus On-Prem Guide. Access control is crucial in NYC, where Avigilon offers Alta for cloud agility and Unity for on-premise control. Alta suits multi-site portfolios with mobile credentials and AI alerts, while Unity is ideal for regulated sectors needing local custody and advanced analytics. Both platforms unify access control with video, but Alta focuses on speed and remote management, while Unity prioritizes compliance and deterministic performance. For NYC deployments, structured cabling, power supplies, and door hardware selection are key. Avigilon's platforms streamline video verification and incident response, with Alta linking door events to video and Unity supporting fast search and guided workflows. The integrator choice is crucial for success, with Streamline Telecom known for reliable schedules and clean compliance systems. For more details, check out the full guide on Avigilon Alta versus Unity in the Access Control in NYC article hub on Streamline Telecom's website.
Pharmacy channel penetration, how Mitch Gould places supplements behind the counter at CVS and Walgreens. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, has mastered the art of placing supplements behind the counter at major pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens. By meeting pharmacy standards for formulation, documentation, and claims, brands can earn trust and boost sales. NPI's four-phase pharmacy method helps brands prepare for pharmacy scrutiny, secure placement, and sustain performance. Case studies like HungerSwitch and SlimFX Spa demonstrate NPI's success in accelerating brand launches from concept to national retail distribution. To stay on shelves, brands must maintain low complaint rates, smart promotions, and pharmacist education. Navigating private label competition requires differentiation through proprietary forms, quality marks, and education. Metrics like sales per store per week, inventory turns, and consumer complaint rates are crucial to staying on shelf. Looking ahead, expect deeper pharmacist involvement and tighter alignment with screenings and telehealth services.
MarketWise received $17.25 a share buyout proposal from Monument and Cathedral Holdings. MarketWise received an unsolicited takeover proposal from Monument and Cathedral Holdings LLC to acquire the shares it doesn't already own for $17.25 a share in cash. The offer includes all outstanding equity interests of both MarketWise Inc. and MarketWise LLC not already held by the bidder. MarketWise, a Baltimore-based provider of subscription-based financial research and investor education tools, is reviewing the proposal with its financial and legal advisors. The company emphasized that the approach may or may not lead to a transaction and said it doesn't intend to provide further updates unless it enters a definitive agreement or is otherwise required by U.S. securities laws. Founded in 1999, MarketWise operates a portfolio of investment research and analysis brands serving self-directed investors seeking market insights, trading strategies, and portfolio tools. MarketWise generates revenue primarily through paid subscriptions, premium memberships, and software tools helping investors navigate financial markets. Shares of MarketWise trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker MKTW.
Funky Town Barbershop, now open for service at the Salon and Spa Galleria Weisenberger in Fort Worth, Texas. Barber David Rivera Jr. proudly announces the opening of Funky Town Barbershop at the Salon and Spa Galleria Weisenberger in Fort Worth, Texas. Rivera offers traditional and new haircuts, specialty cuts, fades, beard trims, and more. With 16 years of experience, Rivera is a third-generation barber who is dedicated to providing each customer with an unforgettable experience. Funky Town Barbershop is now accepting new clients, with hours from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday and varying hours throughout the week. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are accepted. To schedule an appointment, visit Rivera's booking site or check out his Instagram and Facebook pages. New clients receive a 5% discount. The salon is conveniently located near Sundance Square, Camp Bowie, and downtown Fort Worth, with free parking and handicap accessibility. Learn more about Salon and Spa Galleria, offering salon suites for independent beauty professionals, by visiting their website.
Furia Law launches boutique litigation firm and new website. Furia Law, a litigation-only boutique firm founded by Philip J. Furia in 2025, has officially launched its new website. Specializing in business litigation, class action lawsuits, and injury malpractice claims, the firm aims to achieve outstanding outcomes for clients. Utilizing cutting-edge technology and tailored legal strategies, Furia Law offers flexible billing arrangements to align lawyer and client interests. The modern website features contemporary design elements and provides comprehensive information about the firm's practice areas and attorney profiles. For more information, visit Furia Law's website at furialaw.com.
Hyperion Dev turns workforce reskilling into a solution for the UK's digital skills gap. Hyperion Dev, a global tech education provider, is addressing the UK's digital skills gap by offering accessible mentored boot camps for professionals looking to retrain. With 88% of graduates securing tech roles within 6 months and a 178% median salary increase post-completion, the company's career-focused programs are proving to be effective. CEO Riaz Mulla emphasizes the importance of upskilling in technology for professionals facing redundancy or automation, stating it's essential for staying employable. Hyperion Dev's one-to-one mentorship model has helped graduates transition into roles at top companies like Google and Amazon, showcasing the impact of outcomes-verified learning in closing the tech skills gap. By highlighting success stories like Alice Howis and Georgia Edwards, the company is demonstrating the potential for career switchers to thrive in high-demand tech roles.
iReboot Convention draws over 2,000 entrepreneurs to Darren and Mike's signature event. Darren and Mike, digital business coaches and founders of the Dream Team Mentorship Program, recently hosted their largest live gathering to date, the iReboot Convention in Chula Vista, California. The one-day event brought together more than 2,000 entrepreneurs for a day centered on transformation, learning, and connection. The convention featured an inspiring lineup of speakers, including Jay Shetty, Rob Dial, and Samantha Hind, who shared powerful insights into personal growth and digital business success. Darren and Mike challenged participants to embrace reinvention as the key to modern entrepreneurship, closing the event with an empowering message about building a business that delivers both income and purpose. The overwhelming response to iReboot has solidified Darren and Mike's reputation as event leaders in the digital entrepreneurship space. RS Global Group achieved new milestone in global assets under management. RS Global Group, the wealth management specialists headquartered in Taiwan, have achieved a significant milestone by surpassing $5 billion in assets under management. The turbulent economic climate led investors to diversify their portfolios, prompting the company to reevaluate its investment strategies. This has resulted in a broadening of clients' portfolios across industry sectors and an increase in private equity investments. Institutional entities have also shown interest in diversified investment solutions. RS Global Group will continue to provide comprehensive services and exciting investment opportunities to a wide range of clientele, including individual investors, small businesses, families, high net worth individuals, and institutions. The company focuses on creating tailor-made wealth management policies for each client and emphasizes sustainable investing with a commitment to social and corporate responsibility.
Radix Web launches an Angular plus .NET boilerplate that cuts development time by 70%. Radix Web, an AI-first product engineering company, has launched a .NET plus Angular microservices boilerplate to help developers speed up enterprise software development. The production-ready architecture is modular, scalable, and secure, cutting setup time by up to 70%. The full-stack boilerplate includes built-in authentication, JWT security, role-based access controls, and real-time notifications. It is designed for SaaS startups, large enterprises, and dev teams looking to standardize microservice architecture. The boilerplate code follows clean architecture principles and supports modular development. To use it, developers simply need to clone the repository, configure backend services, and set up the app. Radix Web's goal is to save teams from repetitive work and allow them to focus on creating real value.
The 20th Eco Expo Asia opens today. The 20th Eco Expo Asia opens today at Asia World Expo, featuring 340 exhibitors from 13 countries and regions. The expo focuses on circular economy and waste management, green and smart mobility, and ESG-related services in alignment with the policy address. Tomorrow, the Experience Sharing Forum on Promoting Environmental Business in Overseas Markets will be held, bringing together government officials and representatives to share strategies for local market development. The expo showcases innovative technologies and products with pavilions from various countries and regions. It aims to support Hong Kong and mainland enterprises to go global and explore new opportunities in green trade. Key areas covered include circular economy and waste management, green and smart mobility, and ESG-related services, with exhibitors presenting cutting-edge solutions for a more sustainable future.
Cost-effective cybersecurity with managed services. Height Consulting Group emphasizes the critical role of cybersecurity and managed services in today's digital landscape. With cyber threats on the rise, these services are essential for protecting operations, securing sensitive information, and improving overall business safety. By outsourcing IT responsibilities to experts like Height Consulting Group, businesses can focus on core operations while ensuring robust cybersecurity measures are in place. This proactive approach not only strengthens security, but also enhances operational efficiency. Additionally, managed services provide access to a team of cybersecurity specialists, ensuring businesses stay ahead of potential threats. With customized solutions and 24/7 support, Height Consulting Group helps businesses mitigate risks and navigate the complexities of the digital world.
Trumark Companies named Steve Kalmbach to newly created Chief Operating Officer role. Trumark Companies has appointed Steve Kalmbach as its first Chief Operating Officer to support strategic growth. Kalmbach, a 30-year industry veteran, will oversee M&A and division operations in California and Colorado. With extensive experience in real estate, including leadership roles at Pulte Group and Thomas James Homes, Kalmbach brings a wealth of knowledge to the role. His appointment reflects Trumark's commitment to operational excellence and future growth. Co-founders Greg Nelson and Michael Maples are excited to welcome Kalmbach to the team, citing his pedigree and passion for the industry. For more information about Trumark Companies, visit their website. Expansive expands clean energy platform through partnership with Constellation. Constellation, the nation's largest producer of emissions-free, reliable energy, and Expansive, a leading infrastructure provider for global energy transition markets, have announced plans to launch clean energy-based annual emission-free energy certificates on an online trading platform. Constellation will offer EFEX sourced from its clean energy centers in the PJM region on Expansive's CBL Spot Exchange starting December 2, 2025. Expansive will also support the emission-free energy market through its North American Renewables Registry, issuing nuclear energy-based zero-emission certificates. This partnership aims to meet the growing demand for clean, reliable energy solutions and support decarbonization programs. Register for the upcoming webinar to learn more about these verified certificates and their role in advancing emission-free, clean energy generation.
Guignard Company unveils a one-of-a-kind lending library, the Builder's Book Nook, to inspire future generations of construction, engineering, architectural, and surety professionals. Guignard Company has unveiled a unique community lending library called the Builder's Book Nook, located outside its Longwood office. The library aims to inform individuals of all ages about career opportunities in construction, architecture, engineering, and the surety industry. It also promotes literacy and inspires the next generation by providing a variety of books focused on these fields. President Bryce Guignard's Building Strong Communities means building opportunities. The physical structure of the library reflects the hands-on learning at the Nawick Girls Construction Camp, where Guignard Company was actively involved. Local families, educators, and construction enthusiasts are encouraged to utilize the resources and support the initiative through book donations. For more information, call 888-220-3780 or visit Guignard Company's website.
Q&A with John Gasek, GM of Veritone Public Sector. John Gasek, General Manager of Public Sector at Veritone, discusses how their flagship platform, iWare, empowers government agencies to process, analyze, and transform unstructured data into actionable intelligence. Veritone's scalable and secure AI solutions are tailored for federal, state, and local governments, enhancing efficiency and security in critical functions like public safety and defense. Their recent sole source contract with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations highlights their ability to integrate AI for high-stakes missions. Veritone's AI-powered solutions, such as Veritone Redact and Veritone Investigate, address the unique needs of state and local governments by streamlining processes like data redaction and evidence management. The demand for AI-powered tools in the public sector is being driven by increasing data volume, complexity, and the need for open, interoperable systems. Veritone's strategic priorities for Q4 and 2026 include expanding their solutions across defense, law enforcement, and public safety, while building deeper relationships with government agencies to enable faster, more precise decision-making. BillDots acquires Genda, Q&A with Roy Danon, co-founder and CEO of BillDots. BillDots, the global leader in AI-powered progress tracking, has acquired workforce management platform Genda to unite critical data streams in construction. By combining progress intelligence with workforce insights, BillDots aims to revolutionize how construction teams track productivity and reduce delays. This strategic move comes at a crucial time as data-driven construction becomes essential for massive infrastructure projects globally. Co-founder and CEO Roy Danon explains that the acquisition will help teams understand the connection between resources and progress, enabling continuous improvement. The integration of BillDots and Genda will offer customers a platform that combines workforce, productivity, and progress data, generating insights at scale for greater standardization and efficiency in the industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.